It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I know lots of people who think if they substitute sugar in their coffee with sweet and low, that this is going to help them lose some weight. The question is this true? Well, here in our kitchen to give us the straight facts on low-calorie sweeteners and weight loss is Sylvia Melendez-Klinger. She's a registered dietitian whose specialty is Hispanic nutrition. Sylvia, it's so great to have you in our kitchen, and I just want to start right off by asking you why so many of us think low-calorie sweeteners are our weight loss solution.
Yeah, you know, and so many people want to have like a magic solution, and you know, and they hang on to these things that, okay, if I only do this, this is my easy way. And in reality, a lot of these things are vehicles to help us maybe shed, you know, save some calories during the day. But they're not really an assurance that drinking, you know, a low-calorie beverage is going to be the ticket to lose weight. I mean, there is, you know, a lot of things that we need to incorporate in order to have a successful. But nevertheless, I mean, you know, some of these things do help us in the long run many times to do save some calories, but it's not the magic solution only to losing weight and to having, you know, a better healthy eating habits.
Well, first, let's identify what low-calorie sweeteners are. You know, how would you define them for our listeners?
But, you know, today we do have quite a few of them, you know, from the days of the saccharine and the little pink envelopes. So we have now a variety of them, you know, whether it be from sucralose or, you know, stevia and all these other different, you know, natural plant sources. So we know that a lot of sweeteners, that sweeteners usually come, a lot of them are natural in most of them. We think about, when you think about, you know, sugar, it's cane sugar. When we think about even beets, we have sugar come from the beets because fruits and some vegetables are very sweet, carrots and pumpkin, all of, you know, a lot of these things are sweet naturally. And that's why, you know, when you extract them, you get sugar from that. Now, the problem is when we eat too much of that. And this is where maybe some of these items too have been created. Most of them are processed, meaning that they are many of them from sources like amino acids, like aspartame. So there's a protein source. And this is why it comes from amino acids. And this is why people that have PKU, that phenylketonuria problem, cannot have that sweetener because it comes from the protein. For example, sucralose, you know, that comes also from, you know, taking a sugar molecule and taking some of the molecules and making it, you know, so it's not digested in our body. And that's what happens. These items, you know, where they come from, sucralose on the aspartame, which is an amino acid, or where they come from, stevia, which is a natural plant, they all come from different sources. And this is why maybe there might be people that may be allergic to them or might have problems with them. And like people that have PKU cannot have aspartame. So we have to be, you know, aware of that, the sources they're coming from. But we need to also realize that because they have very little calories, they are basically not absorbed in the body, or very little stays in the body, very, very tiny, teeny amounts. And in fact, most of them need a bulking agent because they are so minute in, you know, they're so little, and there's, you know, you can see putting a little bit, you know, sweetens your beverages to, you know, very, very much. So there's no need to really consume a lot of it. But there are some, like sucralose, that do some calories if you have more than 5 packets. So each one of them will
That's
have about
true.
5 calories.
Yeah, Sylvia, I think one of the most important things you said there, it is how a lot of people use them as kind of the magic solution. And I wanted to ask you, in your experience, you know, people who are simply swapping, for example, regular soda for diet soda, okay? So they're saving the calories. But where do they stand on the fact that they're still consuming something that's really sweet? And isn't that just continuing that cycle of craving sweet beverages? Or no, that swap is no, it's definitely something everyone should do.
Well, the swapping might work for some people. You know, again, you know, not everything is the same for everybody. I mean, some people, it's a good start, I will always say to people, it's a good start to maybe if you tend to drink a lot of soda, this is a good start to decrease that or to go to a smaller sizes or, you know, pour a little cup instead of having a whole can or going into a low-calorie beverage. The craving, really, there's a lot of misconceptions about that because there's really, you know, when we look at study after studies, really, there might be one study out there that might show that, you know, diet beverages produce craving. But, you know, when we look at these studies, you know, more in depth, there was a lot of problems with the studies and a lot of variables that were not accounted, et cetera. So, you know, the results are very misleading. So, you know what, we have found that sometimes what causes the craving, it's not so much the sweetener, you know, the non-calorie sweetener in their beverage, but it could be the caffeine, or it could be that, you know, you're not eating anything the whole entire day. You know, so
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that could go on in your daily habits that could cause those cravings. So there is no cause and effect between cravings and low-calorie beverages. So I think a lot of times is what we do with them, how we consume them, et cetera. And again, they could be totally part of your healthy diet for somebody trying to lose weight. But again, it's not your ticket out. And I will, you know, and also it's not like some people sometimes go, well, if it doesn't have any calories, I could have, you know, a caseload of that. Well, that's not being moderate either. And that's, you know, everything is with moderation. These non-calorie sweeteners, they have a purpose. It's just to help us save some calories when you really need something sweet. Or, you know, I use them even in baking. I use them for making glazes sometimes. But, again, I substitute. There's times that I use it and other times I don't. And when you use you, what you need is so tiny that, it's, again, you know, it's basically, you know, doesn't get absorbed in your body because that's how it is. The body doesn't recognize it, and this is why you don't have any calories with it.
Well, there's always something to be said about cumulative effects, right? So everything with moderation. And I think no one will ever argue that if you want to swap all your sodas for water, you're going to be way ahead of the curve. So water is, you know, so much more hydrating. And a lot of times if you just break that routine of drinking something sweet all the time, maybe you'll be better off in all areas. Sometimes making one small change will trigger all the other changes around it.
Absolutely.
So can't
and
go
you know,
wrong with water.
Absolutely. No, and I mean, absolutely. For water, whenever, you know, it's always your first hydration station, as I call it. Now, I was at a class last night. You know, I had 30 people in my class. I do these classes, you know, every few weeks with just the community where the people need it the most, a lot of Hispanics, a lot of parents, you know, low-income families. And, you know, a lot of they cry. I mean, we have to be realistic. Many people cannot drink plain, you know, a gallon of plain water every day. So I say to them, you know, cut a little bit of fruit. You know, I put in 3/4 of water, 1/4 of juice. You know, do sparkling water sometimes, you know, with some cut up. Cucumbers is my favorite. I put in, you know, today I have berries with them, you know, blueberries in my water. You know, be creative. Watermelon, you know, when you have a little watermelon left, throw it in a big gallon of water. There's a lot of things you could do to bring this great sweetness into some, because I know exactly what people love craving. They crave for something sweet. We're humans, you know. It's not, you know, it's what's going to happen. And, you know, there might be times that you want to have a diet beverage, but most of the time, you know, you want to go through that water and be creative about doing these little creative tactics to drink more water, but also have a little bit of that sweetness that you're looking for, or flavor, I would say.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you, Sylvia. I think the infused water trend has really changed the way we look at water bottles. Being able to throw a couple slices of lemon and a few leaves of mint, for example, transformed plain water into something refreshing and full of flavor. And sometimes it's really all it takes to help people to jump on the bandwagon and be a little bit healthier. Sylvia, thank you so much for everything that you do and for all your tips and tricks and helping us today decipher this maze of sweeteners. I want everybody to look for Sylvia and her work at www.hispanicnutrition.com. Look for her on Twitter as well. Remember, you can always find healthy solutions at kidcritics.org and listen to us on radiomd.com. In the meantime, stay well.